Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabua Tov, Shabua, 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 the seven from the Sheba root for seven. Also has a sense of an oath, but in this context, in the Hebrew, the Shabua is the week, you know. So after the Shabbat, you know, fulfillment of the Shabbat day, you know, with the Eve, when the Eve comes in, then we're beginning, you know, a new seven based on the ancient, you could say, Israelite Hebrew scriptures and based on what Yahuwah said, according to the scripture, according to the script, you know, evening and morning is one day. So whole reasoning on time, got to reason on time, you know, as it says in Daniel and Daniel, they shall think to change laws in time. So the day actually begins with that Eve scripture elite. So here, moving into the time right here is like more like the first day, towards the first day. We have Psalm 24, right, as the first day psalm, you know, the evening psalm for the first day. I'd like to share this right here before we continue, you know, with the sabbatical studies here on the first day, on the Shabua, for a new Shabua Tov Tawah.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The world and they that
dwell therein. For he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he done the sea.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that hath clean hands
and
a pure heart.
And pure
who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity,
up his
nor scorned
his vanity.
He hath received the blessing from Jah-Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. The generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
That seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
I say, who?
Shall come in.
And the King of glory, yes, the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
Emperor
Haile Selassie. He is the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory?
Rastafari. He is the King of glory.
Light of the world.
The earth is Lord and full is thereof. With the air that dear that dwell therein. For he hath found it upon the sea and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean land and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor sword deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. Yeah. This is a generation of them that see thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your head, ye gates, and let the King of glory come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord mighty, mighty in battle. Lift up thy gates, and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We hear that will hear in ya. Yeah. For he has found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have cleansed and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from his Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Yeah. Who have eyes to see, let them see. Thyself because of evil doers, neither envious against the workers of iniquity. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, yea. For he that found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who are not lifted up his souls unto vanity, nor so deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Lift up thy everlasting door and let the King of glory come in. Yeah. Down inside the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. A black, black stone was rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, yeah. Daniel saw the stone was a rolling in a Babylon. Daniel saw the stone, black, black stone, yeah. The earth is a lot and the fullness thereof, with ear that dwell therein. For he had found it up on the sea and established it up on the flood.
Be'al nicharot yichonenei ha'ar. מאת אדוני וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך יעקב סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
Baruch atah Adonai Baruch Haba Yerushalayim. Baruch Ata Adonai. Baruch Haba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Haba Yerushalayim. Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Hamishi, Aliyah, for this Shabbat, Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Sendet Laka. Here picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known and called Genesis, Genesis chapter 34. For the Hamishi, the fifth reading, the Hamishi Aliyah, the fifth offering up, offering. Hear. Jacob, Yaakov, reaps the harvest of his evil years. Compare, contrast, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Here, for the Hamishi Aliyah. Wa teitzei Dina Bata Leia Asher Yaladaha Li Yaakov Li Reota Di Abinota Haaret. And Dina, the daughter of Leia, who she bare to Yaakov, went out to see the daughters of the land. Wa teitzei dina bata leia asher yaldaha li Yaakov li reota bi venota haaret. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, the Hivites, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and defiled her. And his soul, Nafsho, clave to Dina, the daughter of Yaakov, of Jacob. And he loved the damsel, and he spake kindly to the damsel. And Shechem spake to his father Hamor, saying, Get me this damsel to wife. Achli etaha hayaldaha. Hazot Leisha, get me Kachli, take for me Kachli eta hayaldaha Hazot Leisha, take me this damsel to wife to Isha. And Yaakov and Jacob heard that he had defiled Dina, his daughter. Now, his sons were with his cattle in the field, and Yaakov and Jacob held his peace until they were come. And Hamor, the father of Shechem, went out to Yaakov, Jacob, to commune with him. And the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, came out of the field when they heard it. And the men were grieved, and they were very wroth, because he had wrought folly in Israel, in lying with Yaakov, Jacob's daughter, which thing ought not to be done. And Hamor communed with them, saying, the soul of my son Shechem longeth for your daughter. I pray you, give her to him to wife. Give her to him to Isha. Shechem bini. Shechem bini. Ha shekacha nafsho. Be bitekem. Tnu na. O taha lo leisha, the soul of my son Shechem bini longeth for your daughter. Hashikah nafsho, be to Ken. I pray you, give her to him, to wife. Tenu na otahalo leisha, isha, isha, isha. And make marriages with us, with I and I. And give your daughters to us, to I and I. And take our daughters to you, to you, to you. We hita hatenu Otanu be notekem titanu alanu we eta benotenu atikahua lakem lakem lakem. And ye and y'all shall dwell with us, with I and I, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade ye, trade y'all therein, and get you possessions, and get you possessions therein. With itano teshevu, with haaretz tihye lifnekem shavu usaharuha, with heachzu, with heachzu baha baha baha. And Shechem said to her father and to her brethren, let me, may I find grace in your eyes. And what ye, what y'all shall say to me, I will give. Ask me never so much dowry and gift, and I will give according as ye, as y'all shall say to me, shall say to I. But give me the damsel, Isha, to wife to Isha. And the sons of Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, Bnei Yaakov, answered Shechem, Shechem and Hamor, his father, deceitfully, and said, because he had defiled Dinah, Dinah, because he hath defiled Dinah, 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 because he had defiled Dina. Why adiberu asher time eta Dina? Ichotam, their sister, Ichotam, and said to them, and they said to them, we cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one that is uncircumcised. For that were a reproach to us, a reproach to I and I. But in this will we consent to you, if ye, if y'all will be as we be, that every male of you be circumcised, then will we, I and I, give our daughters to you, and we, I and I, will take your daughters to us, to I and I, and we, I and I, will dwell with you, and we, I and I, will become one people. But if ye, if y'all will not hearken to us, to I and I, to be circumcised, then will we, I and I, take our daughter, and we, I and I, will be gone, gone, gone. And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. And the young man deferred not to do the thing, to do the thing, because he had delight in Yaakov's, in Jacob's daughter. And he was more honorable than all the house of Abiel, of his father. And Hamor was Shechem. Hamor and Shechem, his son, came to the gate of their city and communed with the men of their city, saying, these men are peaceable with us, with I and I. Therefore, let them, make them dwell in the land and trade therein. For the land, behold, it is large enough for them. Make us, make I and I, take their daughters to us for wives, and make us, and let us give them our daughters only. Herein will the men consent to us, for to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us be circumcised, as they circumcise shall not their cattle and their substance, and every beast of theirs be ours, only let us make us consent to them, and they will dwell with us. And to Hamor and to Shechem, Beno, his son, hearken all that went out of the gate of his city, and every male was circumcised, all that went out of the gate of his city. And it came to pass on the third day, when they were sore, that two of the sons of Yaakov, Simeon and Levi, Shimon and Lewi, Dinah's brethren, took each man his sword and came upon the city boldly and slew all the males. And they slew Hamor with Shechem, Beno, and they slew Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah out of Shechem's bait, out of Shechem's house, and went out. And the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, came upon the slain and spoiled the city, because they had defiled their sister. They took their sheep and their oxen and their asses, and that which was in the city, and that which was in the field, and all their wealth, and all their little ones, their little ones, and their wives took they captive, and spoiled even all that was in Habait, in the bait, in the house. And Yaakov and Jacob said to Shimon, where Lawi, and Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, ye have troubled me to make me to stink among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and I, being few in number, they shall gather themselves together against me and slay me, and I shall be destroyed, I and my house and my bait. And they said, should he deal with our sister as with a harlot? Wayomru hakazona ya se eta echotenu. And here, Shema Yisrael, give ear, right here. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis chapter 35. Yaakov, Jacob's return to Beit El, communion and promise restored, hatikwa, tesfa, hope, expectation, promise restored. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to Yaakov, arise, go up to Beit El, Bethel, and dwell there, and make there an altar to El Elohim that appeared to thee, I, when thou fleddest from the face of Esau, Achita, the I brother. Vayomer Elohim el Yaakov, Kuma Eleya Beit El, Wisheva Sham, Wa Esei Sham, Mizbeyacha La El, Ha Nire Eleka, Be Bar Chita, Mipne Aisal Achika, arise, kum, arise, and go up, Elei, kum, Elei, Beit El, to Bethel, and dwell there, we Shevasham, we and Shevasham, Shevasham, dwell there, and make there an altar to El. Wa Esei Sham, Mizbeach La El, Ha Nire Eleka, who appeared to the eye when thou didst flee, Bibarechka from the face, Mipnei of Esau, Esau, Achika, the I brother. Then Yaakov, Jacob, said to Beito, said to his house, his household, and to all that were with him, put away the strange, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments, and let us make us arise, and go up, and aliyah to Beit El, and I will make there an altar to El, Lael, with I said Sham Mizbeyach Lael to El, who answered me in the day of my distress and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave to Yaakov, to Jacob, all the strange gods, all the Elohe HaNekar, all the strange gods, all the Elohe HaNekar, which were in their hand, and all their earrings, which were in their ears. And Yaakov and Jacob hid them under the oak, which was by Shechem. And they journeyed, and the terror of Elohim was upon the cities that were round about them. And they did not pursue after the Bnei, Yaakov, after the sons of Jacob. So Yaakov, Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan. That is Beit El, Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. And he built there an altar, Mizbeach, and called the place Hamakom El Beitel. Waya yiben shama Mizbeach, waya yikra Lamakom El Beit El. Ki shama nigluwa elayoa ha Elohim bebarchoa mipneya achio. And he built there an altar and called the place El Beit El, because there ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, was revealed to him when he fled from the face of achio, the face of his brother. But Deborah, Ribka's nurse, died, and she was buried beneath Beit El under an oak, and the name of it was called Alon Bakut. And Elohim, the true good, the true God, appeared to Yaakov, Jacob, again. Vayera Elohim el Yaakov bo'o miya padana aram. And Elohim appeared to Yaakov again when he came out of Padan Aram. Vaya bareka oto, and blessed him. Vaya bareka oto, and blessed him. And El Elohim, the true good, the true God, said to him, thy name is Yaakov. Thy name shall not be called anymore Yaakov, Jacob, but Yisrael shall be thy name. And he called Shemo Yisrael, and he called his name Yisrael. Vayomer lahu Elohim, And Elohim said to him, Shimka Yaakov, thy name, Shimka Yaakov, thy name Yaakov, thy name is Jacob, Shimka Yaakov, Lo Ayikare, Shimka Od Yaakov, thy name, Shimka, shall not be called any more Jacob, Yaakov, Lo Yikare, Shimka, Od, Yaakov,
Yaakov,
Yaakov, but, or for, Ki'im, Yisrael, but Yisrael, for Yisrael, Ki'im, Yisrael, Yehiyeh, Shemeka,
Shemeka,
Shemeka, but Yisrael shall be Shemeka, the I Shem, the I name. And he called his name Yisrael. Vayikra et shmo Yisrael.
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 And Elohim.
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 And Elohim said to him, Vayomer lahu Elohim. I, El Shaddai, I,
El
Shaddai,
Shaddai,
El Almighty, the Almighty El, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, I, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Vayomer lahu Elohim, Ani El Shaddai. Pereya, Urbeya, Goya, Ukahala, Goyima, Yihye, Mimeka, Umalakima, Meyachea, Latzeka, Yetzeu. And hear, Shema, Israel, hear, give ear, Israel, hear for the Sheshi. Here, the Sheishi Aliyah for this Shabbat, Shabbat HaYishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Senbet Lake, Sabbath, he sent, Yishlach, HaYishlach. Here, picking up with the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 35, here at verse 6 for the Sheishi, for the sixth reading, the sixth Aliyah, the sixth up offering up here for Shabbat, Vayishlach,
Vayishlach,
Vayishlach. Et ha'aretz asher natania le'avraham u'la yitzhak leka et ha'neinaha u'la zar'eka achreka etena et ha'aretz. And the land which I gave to Abraham and Yitzhak, where et ha'aretz asher natania le Abraham ula Yitzhak leka, leka, to the I, leka, I will give it, leka etaneinah, I will give her, I will give it, I will give her, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Ula zareka achreka etain et haaretz. And
Elohim.
And Elohim went up from him in the place, in the makom, hamakom, in the place where he talked with him. Vaya Allah, meya alayo Elohim, ba makom, ashera dibera ito. And Elohim aliyed up. And Elohim aliyed up, went up. Vaya Allah, meya alayo Elohim.
Elohim,
Elohim. In the place, bam makom, where he talked with him. Asher diber ito. And Yaakov and Jacob set up a pillar in Hamakom, in the Makom, in the place, in the spot where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. And here at verse 14, here at verse 14 is the Sheshi Le Sephardim. For the Sephardi here would be the six, where the six reading, the six up offering would begin. Here, first book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis 35, verse 14, the Sheshi Le Sephardim for the Sephardi. And Yaakov. And Yaakov set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him. Vayatzev Yaakov matzeba b'makom. And Jacob set up a pillar, a pillar. Vayatzev Yaakov b'matzeba, set up a matzeba, the matzeba b'makom, in the place where he spoke with him. Asher diber itoa matzevet, matzevet, a pillar, matzevet aven, a pillar, a matzeba of stone, matzevet aven. Vayasek aleha nesek, and he poured out a drink offering thereon. Vayasek aleha nesek, and poured oil thereon. Vayayitzok aleha shamen, and he poured oil on her. Vayayitzok aleha shamen. And Yaakov and Jacob called the name, the Shem, of the place, the Makom, where Elohim spake with him, Beit El. Vayikra Yaakov et Shem HaMakom asher diber ito Shem Elohim Beit El. And Jacob called the name of the place where Elohim spoke with him, Beit, 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 Beit. Death of Rachel, death of Rachel, and birth of Binyamin, Binyam, and the birth of Benjamin, verse 16. And they journeyed from Beit El, from Bethel, and there was but a little way, a little way to come to Ephrat. And Rachel, Rachel, travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, "Fear not, thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said to her, Alla tiri, fear not, alla tiri, ki gam ze lach bein, for this also is a son to thee, fear not, alla tiri, ki gam ze lach bein. And it came to pass, as her soul was departing, for she died, that she called his name Shimon Ben Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. 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 Vayehi abir tse'ata nafashaha ki meitaha. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, Vayehi abir tse'ata nafashaha, for she died, ki meitaha, that she called his name Bain, Bain, On, Bain, On, Bain, On, Watikra Shmo, Ben Oni, Ben Oni, She called him the son of my sorrow, Ben-Oni. We're Abiyo, but his father, and his father, we're Avio Karalo, called for him Binyamin, the son of the right hand. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrat, which is Beit Lechem, Bethlehem. And Yaakov and Jacob set a pillar, a matzeva, upon her grave. That is the pillar, the matzeva of Rachel, of Rachel's grave, to this day. Watamata Rachela watika bera be Derek, Ephrataha hiya, Beta Lachem, the same is Bethlehem. Wayatzev Yaakov, and Yaakov set up a matzeva, a pillar, ala keburataha, upon her grave. Allah kiburataha hi. The same is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day. Hi amatzaveta kiburata Rachela ad hayom. And Israel journeyed and spread his tent beyond the Tower of Edar. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard it. Now the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, were 12. The sons of Leah, Reuben, Yaakov's firstborn, Simeon, Shimon, and Levi, and Levi, and Yehuda, and Judah, and Yisachar, and Zebulun. The sons of Rachel, of Rachel, Yosef, were Binyamin, Joseph, and Benjamin. And the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan, and Naphtali. And the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad, and Asher. These are the Bnei Yaakov, the sons of Jacob, who were born to him in Padan Aram. Death of Yitzhak, death of Isaac, verse 27. And Yaakov came to Yitzhak Avio, came to Isaac his father, to Mamre, to the city of Arba, which is Hebron, where Abraham and Yitzhak sojourned. And the days of Yitzhak of Isaac were 180 years. 180 years. And Yitzhak and Isaac gave up the ghost and died and was gathered to Ammo, to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau were Yaakov, Esau, and Jacob buried him. And hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear right here, Yisrael. Picking up the first book of Moshe, Hebrew book known as Genesis chapter 36, the generations of Esau, of Esau, Edom. Now, these toldot, the generations, we'ele toldot Esau of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives of the daughter of Canaan, of Canaan, Ada, the daughter of Elam, the Hittite, and Oholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibeon, the Hivite, and Bashamath, Ishmael, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebaioth of Nebajot, and Adabit Esau Eliphaz, and Bashemath bea Reuel, and Holibama bea Jeush, and Yealim, Yealam, Jaalam, and Korah. These are the sons of Esau, who were born to him in the land of Canaan. And Esau took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the persons of Baito, of his bait, of his house and his cattle and all his beasts and all his substance which he had got in the land of Canaan, and went into the country from the face of Achio Yaakov, from the face of his brother, his Ach, Yaakov, Jacob. For their riches were more than that they might dwell together. And the land wherein they were strangers could not bear them because of their cattle. Thus, like this, dwelt Esau in Mount Seir, Seir. Esau is Edom. Esau is Edom, is Edom. And these are the generations of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons. Eliphaz, the son of Adah, the wife of Esau, Reuel, the son of Bashemath, the wife of Eshet, the Oset of Esau, of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, and Gatam, and Kenaz. And Timnah was concubine to Eliphaz, Esau's ben, Esau's son. And she bare to Eliphaz Amalek. These were the sons of Adah, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Reuel, Nahath and Zerah, Shammah and Mizah. These were the sons of Bashemath, Esau's Eshet, Esau's wife, Esau's Oset. And these were the sons of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zibionah, Esau, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset. And she bare to Esau, to Esau, Jeush, and Jaalam, and Korah. These were dukes of the sons of Esau, the sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn son of Esau, Duke Teman, Duke Omar, Duke Zepho, Duke Kenaz, Duke Korah, Duke Gatam, and Duke Amalek. These are the dukes that came of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Ada. And these are the sons of Reuel, Esau's ben, Esau's son, Duke Nahat, Duke Zerah, Duke Shammah, Duke Mizah. These are the dukes that came of Reuel in the land of Edom, the land of Edom. These are the sons of Bashemath, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. And these are the sons of Aholibama, Esau's Eshet, Esau's wife, Duka Yahusha, Duka Jaalam, Duka Korah. These were the dukes that came of Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, Esau's Eshet, Esau's Oset, Esau's wife. These are the sons of Esau, who is Edom. And these are their dukes.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 give ear right here for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering, seventh reading, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, and he sent, and he sent out, send that Laka, here picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Genesis, Genesis chapter 36, hear, hear, hear. Shema Yisrael here at verse 20. Genesis 36, verse 20, for the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, the Shavi'i, for the seventh Aliyah, Aliyah. Eile, Bnei Sa'ira, Ha, Hori, 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 Yoshbe Ha'aretza, Aretza, Lotana, We, Shobala, We, Sibaona, Wa idna, idna, these, Eile, these, the sons of Seir, the Horite, Eile, Bnei Sa'ira, Ha, Chori, 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 who inhabited the land. Yoshve Ha'aret, 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 Lotan, Lotan, and Shobal, with Shobal, and Zibion, with Zibion, and Anna, wa, na, 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 and Dishon, and Azer, and Dishon, these are the dukes of the Horites, the son of Seir, of Seir, in the land of Edom, Edom. And the children of Lotan were Hori and Hemam, and Lotan's sister was Timnah. And the children of Shobal were these, Alvin, and Manahath, and Ebal, and Shepho, and Onam. And these are the children of Sibion, both Aja and Anna. This was that Anna that found the mules in the Midbar in the wilderness as he fed the asses of Sibion, Abio, his father. And the children of Anna, of Anna were these, Dishan, and Aholibama, the daughter of Anna, Anna. And these are the children of Dishan, Hemdam, and Eshban, and Ithram, and Haran. The children of Ezer are these, Bilhan, and Zavan, and Akan. The children of Dishan are these, Uz, and Aran. These are the dukes that came of the Horites, Duke Lotan, Duke Shobal, Duke Zibion, and Duke Anna. Anna, Duke Dishan, Duke Ezer, Duke Dishan. These are the dukes that came of Hori, among the dukes in the land of Seir, the land of Seir. And these are the kings that reigned in the land of Edom, of Ed, before there reigned any king, any melech, over the Bnei Yisrael, over the sons, over the children of Yisrael. And Bela, the son of Beor, reigned in Edom, in Edom. And the name of his city was Din Haba. And Bela died, and Jobab, the son of Zerah of Bozrah, reigned in his stead. And Jobab died, and Husham of the land of Tamani reigned in his stead. And Husham died, and Hadad, the son of Bedad, who smote Midian in the field of Moab, reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Avit. And Hadad died, and Samla of Masareka reigned in his stead. And Samla died, and Saul of Rehoboth, by the river, reigned in his stead. And Shaul and Saul died, and Baala Hanan, the son of Achbor, reigned in his stead. And Baala Hanan, Baal Hanan, the son of Achbor, died, and Hadar reigned in his stead. And the name of his city was Pau, and his wives, Ishto, his Eshet, his Oset, name was Mehetabel. 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 The daughter of Matred. Matred. The daughter of Mezahab. Mezahab. And these are the names, the Shemot, the names of the dukes that came of Esau according to their families after their places by their names, Duke Timna, Duke Alva, Duke Jethet. And hear, 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 Shema Israel, hear, hear, hear for the Maftir reading for this Shabbat, Shabbat Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent, Sendat Lake. Here, picking up with First Book of Moses, Hebrew Book, Genesis chapter 36, here at verse 40. Here at verse 40, Genesis 36 and 40 for the Maftir reading. With Eile, Shemota, Alufe. Esau, Esau, and these are the names of the chiefs, of the dukes, the chiefs, with Eile, Shemot, and these were Eile, names, the names, Shemot, were Eile, Shemot, Alufei, Esau, and these, are the names, these the names of the dukes, the chiefs, the dukes of Esau, of Esau, with Eile Shemot Alufei Esau, Le Misha Pechotam Malima Ko Motam, Bisha Motam, Alufa Timnaa, Timna, Aluf Alwa, Alwa, Alva, Aluf Yetet, Aluf Yetet. These and these were Eile, and these the names of the dukes of Esau were Eile Shemota Lufei Esau, according to their families, Le Misha Pechotam, after their places, Lima Komotam, by their names, Bishamotam, Duke Chief Timna, Aluf Timna, Duke Chief Alva, Aluf Alwa, Duke Chief Jetheth, Aluf Yetet, Duke Chief Aholibama, Duke Chief Ella, Duke Chief Pinon, Duke Chief Kenaz, Duke Chief Teman, Duke Chief Mibzar, Duke Chief Magdiel, Duke Chief Iram, Iram. These, Eile, be the dukes, the chiefs of Edom, according to their habitations, in the land of their possession. He, Esau, the father of the Edomites, who Esau, Adi Edom. This is Esau, the father of the Edomites. Who Esau, Adi Edom, Edom. And here, here, fulfilling the Torah, the first of the readings, the Torah readings for this Shabbat, Shabbat, Vayishlach, Kaburla, Kaburla. Glory be to the Word, glory be to the Son, glory be to the power, Kaburle Abinu Lemelkein, glory be to thy Father, thy King, Kaburle Kazamawi, Haile Selassie, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, Begetachina, Bemedhanatachin, Beyesus Christosim, in the name of Ha Moshiach, Moshiach, Eshua, Eshua, Amen. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai.
John! Rastafari.
Adonai. Baruch atah Yahweh. Eloheinu melech haolam.
Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayeolam metei Vatokanu Baruch atah Yahweh Noten ha-Torah Sheina.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Ata Adonai.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch
Ata Adonai. Baruch Abba Yerushalayim.
Baruch Abba Yerushalayim. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Asher bachar b'nebiim tobim Veratzah b'debreihem Haneamarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher b'torah U'moshe abdo U'b'Israel ammo U'b'nebiei ha'emet wa'tzedek. Blessed art thou, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? The Ethiopians, are ye not as children?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophets, Hosea, chapter 11, verse 7, to chapter 12, verse 12. In Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 1 to 21. Besa ma'ab wawale mefesa kadus ahadu amlak. And my people are bent to backsliding from me. Though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Yisrael? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? My heart is turned within me. My repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of my anger. I will not return to destroy Ephraim. For I am El Bruku, and not man, the Kedus On, the Holy One, in the midst of thee. And I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after Yahweh, Bruku. He shall roar like a lion. Jah, when he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a dove out of the land of Assyria. And I will place them in their houses, saith Yahweh Buruku. Ephraim compasseth thee about with lies. In the house of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael with deceit. But Yehuda yet ruleth with El, and is faithful with the saints. Chapter 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind, and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolations,
and they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil was carried into Egypt. Yahweh Buruku have also a controversy with Yehuda, and will punish Jacob according to his ways, according to his doings, will he recompense him. He took his brethren, he took his brother, his Windham, by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with Elohim Buruku. Yea, he had power over the angel, over the Malach, and prevailed. He wept and made supplication to him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with them. Even Yahweh Elohim Zebaot Puruku, Yahweh is his memorial. Therefore, turn thou to thy Elohim. Keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy Elohim continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance in all my labors. They shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And I, that am Yahweh, that Elohim Buruku, from the land of Egypt, will I yet make thee to dwell in tabernacles, as in the days of the solemn feast. I have also spoken by the prophets, the Nabim, and I have multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely they are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea, their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the fields. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife. And for a wife he kept sheep.
Amen. Book of Obadiah, chapter 1, verses 1 to 21. The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from Yahweh, Buruku, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou which dwelleth in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith Yahweh, Buruku. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How were the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Shall I not in that day, saith Yahweh Buruku, even destroy the wise men of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off for Aiva. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates, and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou was as one of them. But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Yehuda in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of Yahweh Buruku is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done to thee. Thy reward shall return upon thy own head. For as you have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire, Issah, and the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, and they shall kindle in them, and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for Yahweh Buruku have spoken it. And they of the south shall possess the mount of Esau, and they of the plain the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria, and Benjamin shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even to Zarephath. And the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south. And Savior shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau. And the kingdom shall be Yahweh Buruku.
Amen.
As always, be you and Shalom, Yeshua Shalom. Simbet Shalom. Kedemawi Hali Selassie. The Almighty. Bissim Yeshua. Amen.
They want me to stop while I'm killing it. Why? Too many people must be feeling it. I be revealing the truth whenever I'm up in the booth. Study the scripture when I get the picture. I can get and give it to you. They got a problem. I'm the one that come through and I'm solving them. Y'all Rastafari, I'm involved with them. When I'm a ninja, I'm calling them. Heavenly Father, could you please save all of them? Then in the remedy, righteous will follow him. Eating that heavenly manna, Yeshua, Hosanna. It's time for Israel to wake up. We raising the banner and lifting the standard. The conquering lion of Judah.
The definition of genocide is when you interfere with the reproductivity of a given group of people.
Yeshua is back. Came to me while I was stuck in the trap. No, I never hustled the crack. I was the one that was slinging the pot. Now I'm singing these jewels to bring up the black man. Black man. The finger of Elohim look, it extends from the black hand. Palms in the arms of the black man. I put a palm in the palm when I'm rapping. Never act in. 4-5 beat street, make it backspin. Look what happened. Look what happened. They whitewash the image that they found the blacks on the walls. Black on the walls. What was the cause? Now we can see all the flaws, see all the flaws, see all the flaws, see all the flaws.
70% of black families are female-headed, single-parent, female-headed households. Now you can't have this sustained development of a people when the men are being destroyed and black men are being destroyed.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadasha Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
And says, yes, Malkam Echus. Yom HaRishon. First day right here. Here's the Brit Hadasha, Adis Kidan, the New Covenant reading, the Baraka, blessing for the reading.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Lanu, Moshiach Yeshua, Wehabarut, Shel Habarit HaHadasha. Baruch atah Adonai, Notain Habarit HaHadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the Universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, a renewed covenant reading for RSS number 8. Vayishlach, and he sent. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 11 through 20. And Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 46. B'shem ha'ab, ve'habein, ve'ruach ha'kadosh, Yahweh ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. Hebrews chapter 11. verse 11, Yod Aleph, verse 12, Yod Beit, verse 13, Yod Gimel. Ba emuna sara gamhia matza koach lehazaria watiled achare blata ki hashba et hamar bityach lene aman al kin me achad asher kimat met besarro yatzawa kokabe hashmaim la rob וכחול על שפת הים אשר לא יספר. באמונה מתו כל אלה ולא ראו את ההבטחות, רק מרחוק צפו להן ויבטחו וישמחו לקראתן ויודו כי גרים הם ותושבים בארץ. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand that is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly. Wherefore Elohim is not ashamed to be called Elohim, to be called their God. For he has prepared for them a city. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said, that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that Elohim was able to raise him up, even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure, Isaac and Jacob. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Matthew chapter 26. Acharei kein ba'itam Yeshua el chater hanikra gat shemane vayomer el hatalmidim shpu lekem ko ad asher elek shama vahit palalti vayikach ito et peteros ve et shnei bnei zabdai ויחל להעצב ולמוד. ויאמר להם, נשי מרח לי עד מוות, עמדו פה ושיפטו עמי. Yeshua's agony in the garden. Jesus's agony in the garden. Then cometh Yeshua, Jesus, with them, to a place called Gethsemane, and saith to his disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he to them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even to death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. The first prayer. And he went a little farther, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. The sleeping disciples. And he cometh to the disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith to Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The second prayer.
He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, that this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. The third prayer, and he left them and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. And then cometh he to the disciples, and saith to them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. Kabur lakalu, kabur ledimtu, kabur lakhailu, kabur lakedamawi, chayle salase, be Jesus Christos sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Send out a rasta for a child in this earth alive. let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jump!
Rastafari.
Jump!
You name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. Yes, and you name Jagat and is a rebel among men. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews. And Israel King is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see,
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Money is just cursed.
created, come to Abba elated, don't need to go inflated, inherit this earthly created. He say, a humble life, a priceless way, and we have the amazing. As lead, the world that be as laid. Come rest your head, my yoke is light. Heavy as lead, my world that be as laid. Come rest your head, my yoke is light.
Yes, 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 Chloe, Nazanian right there, heavy as lead. Yes, I. That there, Rhema tune for the Berit Chadash reading. Give thanks to the Chabarim. Give thanks to co-laborers right here, here, here. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 87, you know, for the first day here, according to the royal order. And we have the Shabbat seal, the Sabbath seal psalm, Psalm 144. Going to touch on a couple of key highlights. Yah willing from this Vayishlach, and he sent. But first, the Sabbath seal, Psalm 144.
Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Psalm 24.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah, 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 Selah.
And hear Rhema right now tune for that first day psalm, Psalm 24, Everton Blender, lift up your head inside.
Not gonna stop till the battle is won and we get justice. Cause if you lose your stand, anyone will try to push you over, over and over. Lift up your head and hold it up high. We know that we'll win the prize. Lift up your to gain, it will be
Keep the rubber dome spinning, let the two on the message of speaking. Keep the rubber dome spinning, let the two on the message of speaking.
Here we have today's daily song.
With Ethiopia, this man was born there. Babylon, to them that know me. Mention of Rahab and Babylon, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Man was born there. Selah. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia. This man was born there. With Ethiopia, 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 with Ethiopia. This man was born. This man was born. This man was born there.
For his foundation is in all the mountains. Lord, God loved the gates of Zion more than all the gates of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the old city of God, Selah. I must make mention of Rahab and Babylon and to them that know I hold Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this man was born there. Christ himself shall establish her as well as the singer, and the players upon instruments shall be there. All my strength are this. Lord God Jehovah, I highly see, last year is the first shall come, when he writeth of the people, that this man was born there. In the society of the rich, and the poor, and the lost. In the society of the rich, and the poor, and the lost. When I hear the I-90, the I-Lake, the just. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. We're in the society of the rich and the poor and the lost. When I heal the I-90, the I-Lake, the Judah. Heal the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm for this day, first day here, Psalm 87. Psalm 87. Yes, sir. By the chant.
Jah is our shepherd. Jah is thy shepherd, I shall not bow.
Make haste, O Jah, to deliver I. Make haste, O Jah, to help I. Let them be ashamed and confronted that seek after thy soul. Let them turn backward and put confusion and devise thy hurt. Let them turn back for a reward of their shame that say, ha ha. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, let Jah be magnified. But I art poor and needy. Make haste, O Jah, thou art I help. Thou art I deliverer. O Jah, make no tarrying. Rastafari from thy hands to the hills. Let Jah be praised. Rastafari.
For his foundation is in the holy mountains. Jah loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob. First things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I'll make mention unto Rabbi and Babylon, to them that know me, behold, it is thine attire with Ethiopia, them that are born there. And of Zion it shall be said, this and that man was born in her, and the highest himself shall establish her. Jah shall count, when he writeth up the people, that this and that man was born there, Selah, as well as the singers and players of instruments shall be there. All my strings are in thee, O Jah, Rastafari. Rastafari.
የእግዚአብሔር ልጆች ሆይ አንድነትና አንድ ፍቅር ለሁላችንም ይሁን።
Yes, yes, yes. Psalm 87, this is Jacob. Jacob, he and his Torah reading and feeding right here. Ya'ikov.
Hark unto the words of Jacob. These are Jacob. The words of our father. Oh, oh, Israel, let me leave. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High. Let me leave. Let Reuben live and never die. I will give praises to the Most High.
Sabbatical study. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
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 Shabbat strong. Yes, 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 yes. A new Shavua right here, a new seven. But here let's reflect on Vayishlach, the weekly Torah portion, the eighth Vayishlach. Very interesting. We have the Reuben, 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 and then Jamali's El Shaddai tune, the intro part there. Hearken to the words of Ya'ikov, Jacob. In his Baraka, his blessing to his sons, he said, let Reuben live because of what Reuben had done. But here we're going to scroll to the beginning. Right here of the eighth sabbatical study, the weight of eight, right here, 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 with Jacob, his prayer, also the close encounter with the man, with the angel, with the God, the Elohim. It's interesting. First he encounters a man, then his perception, this man is the angel, then his perception, this man is Ha'elohim, is the Elohim. But first,
shalom, Chavarim, shalom. Now, I start to get into the prayer in the beginning of this Torah portion right here for the eighth sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, for Shabbat Vayishlach, to touch on the prayer. Because Jacob, he's preparing his heart, he's preparing his mind, he's biding his time before he reunites and meets again after nearly 20-something years his estranged and somewhat strange brother Esau, before Ya'ikov meets Esau. So this Torah portion, Vayishlach, begins off right there. It's a key word in this Torah portion, Shalach, to send forward a messenger, to send forward a message. Vayishlach Ya'ikov Malakim. And Jacob, he sent messengers before him to Esau, to Esau, Achio, his brother. Why did he send angels, messengers? Now, first things first is that in translation, sometimes you see the word angels, and you might get certain type of kind of counterfeit Christian and latter-day Western whitewash kind of ideas. And it's important for us to touch on this right here, because some things are lost in translation. This word for angel, this word for messenger is essentially one and the same. The Malak, right? The Malak, Lake. As you know, this says Senbet Lake, Lake. Sabbath, he sent. In the Hebrew, Vayishlach, Vayishlach. And then Jacob, Vayishlach, he sent Ya'ikov Malakim. He sent messengers. So he's preparing himself to meet with his brother. And before And this is before now. His prayer, actually, the prayer here is answered in the close encounter. The close encounter that's revealed to us is a close encounter he has with the true good, the true God of Elohim. This close encounter with the Ish, Ha'ish, with the man, with the Melaak, Ha'melak, with the angel, the messenger, with Ha'elohim, with the Elohim, with the true good, the true God. This close encounter with the man, messenger, Elohim, Habarim. So here we pick up right here with verse 9. And Ya'ikov said, and Jacob said, Vayomer Ya'ikov, Elohei Abi Abraham, Elohei Abi Yitzhak, Yahuwah, Ha Omer Elai, Shub Le Aritzeka, Ula Moladiteka, We Eitiva Eimak. Verse 9, Genesis chapter 32, verse 9, and Jacob said, O Elohim of my father Abraham, Vayomer Ya'ikov, Elohei Abi Abraham, Elohei Abi Abraham, O Elohim of my father Abraham, Elohei Abi Abraham. Some might enunciate as Elohei Avi Abraham, Elohei Abi Abraham, Elohei Avi Yitzhak, and the Elohim of my father Yitzhak, of my father Isaac, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, which saideth, or more better, who saideth, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, who he be, he be, he who saideth, Ha Omer, he is the sayer, Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Elai, Shuva le arzeka, ula moladiteka, weaitiva, imak. He who be, who he be, who said, Ha Omer, the sayer, Ha Omer, the sayer, Elai, Elai, to I, Elai, to I, Yahuwah, Ha Omer, Elai, who said to I, return, Shub, Shub, return. The same word we have in Teshuvah, to turn, like to turn around, a sense of even repentance and that metanoia, change of heart and mind, to turn, right? To turn, to make a 180, to make a turn, to turn, Shub, le'arzeka, return to thy country, to thy aretz, le'arzeka, to the I, ka, the I, male, return to the I, land, ula moladiteka, and to thy moladiteka, those who you share a common birth, molad, right? Ula moladiteka, and to thy kindred, in a sense implying nativity where you were born, ula moladiteka, with aitiva imak, with aitiba, over aitiba, with aitiba, Ethiopia, aitiba, with aitiba. We're a tiba imak. Now we can get into the word tov and tib and tov and tobia and Ethiopia, right? This is good. It says here, return to thy country and to thy kindred, and I will do thee good. KJV brings it out, and I will deal well. So the translated sense is well. I will deal well with the eye. Well with the eye. He goes on and says, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies, the mercies, the mercies, the mercies, the mercies, the mercies. Gatonti, Mikola, Ha Chesadim, Mikol Ha Chesadim, Chesadim, Chesedim, Ha Chesedim, Mikol Ha Chesedim. Gatoni, Gatonti, Gatonti, Gatonti. I'm not worthy. I'm small from all of your mercies, all of your chassadim, from all of your chassadim. You have the chassid, chassadim, mercies. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Katonati, katonati amikol ha hasadim, ua mikola ha amet, and of all the truth, and of all the truth which thou hast shewed to thy servant. For with my staff, he says, I have passed over this Jordan, this Jordanos, and now I am become two bands, two camps. Lishne, machenot. Remember, at the end of the previous Torah portion, we come to the place, a spot, hamakom, that's known as Mahanaim, which means two bands, two camps. He says, deliver me, hatzeleini, from Natsal, snatch me, deliver me. And it's interesting because when he gets that face-to-face, gets that face-to-face of Elohim, he says, Wati Natsel nafshi, and my life, nafshi, my psyche, my soul, Wati Natsel, Natsal is snatched, is delivered, is preserved. He says, deliver I pray thy, hatzleni na, deliver I, miyad achi, miyad aisal, ki ayareya anoki, oto, pena ya bo, we hikani, aim, al vanim. He says, deliver I pray thee, I, from the hand of Achi, my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. He will come and he will do what? He will smite me. With hikani, aim al banim, aim, mother, upon the children, aim al bani. The mother with the children. And thou saidest, I will surely do thee good. I will surely, says, and you have said that you would surely. Wa'ata, amarta, heitev, 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 doing thee good. For the I said that you would do I good. For thou saidest, I will do thee good for thine own sake. I will do thee good for the sake of the patriarchs, and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. Will do thee good. Hey, Teeb. Doing thee good. So here, right here, is Jacob's prayer. So his preparation, the threefold preparation, prayer, gifts, the mincha, the gifts, the appeasement, as well as war. Pick up on that in the Metzafe Kufale, the Book of Divisions, Yod Beliu, Jubilee, Little Genesis, that war between the sons of Esau, and the sons of Yisrael, of Ya'ikol, the B'nai Ya'ikol, the B'nai Yisrael. But here he begins off with this prayer, and looking at the words right here, zooming in, 32 and 10, Genesis 32 and 10, where he says, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies. Atonti amikola ha chasadim, of the chasadim, from all, I am the smallest. Literally he's saying here that I am the smallest of all of the chasadim. The chassidim, the chassids, the pious ones, the holy ones, the set apart ones, the ones who have received of the eyes mercy. He says, "Katoniti mikol ha chassidim. I am the smallest mikol from all ha chassidim. Ooh, mikol ha amet, and of all the truth which thou shew to thy servant. For with my staff I pass over this Yarden, and now I am become two bands." And his prayer for deliverance that we have in that close encounter with the Ish Melaach Elohim, the man, messenger, angel, being heard, where he says here in verse 11, he says, Hatzaleni na miyad achi miyad aisao. Ki hare no kioto. Pena yabo. Where he kani. Haim all bani. Deliver I pray the eye from the hand of Aki, of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, unless he will come and smite me, the mother with the children, with Hikani, aim all bani.
Shem Ha'av Wahabain Ruahak Adosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're gonna ride up here for this force.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments,
Shalom, here for the eighth reading and feeding, and our sabbatical manna right here from the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Genesis, from the Sefer Bereishis. This eighth sabbatical study, this Torah portion reading and feeding is called Vayishlach, some enunciates Vayishlach, Wa, and Yishlach. And he sent, Vayishlach Yaakov, and Jacob sent. Now, the title, the key word, the name of this Shabbat, Vayishlach, Sabbath, and he sent. Shabbat, Vayishlach. His name from the first verse and the first word of the reading. Of the reading right here, picking up with Genesis chapter 32, verse 3 in the KJV, corresponding to the fourth verse in the Hebrew Masoretic, the Chumash in the Hebrew scrolls, in the Judaic published Bibles, it's verse 4. But in the KJV, it's Genesis chapter 32, verse 3. Then Yaakov sent, then Jacob sent, Vayishlach Yaakov sent Malakim. He sent angels before him to his estranged brother Esau, who is Edom, in the land of Seir, in the country, the field of Edom. So here we have Yaakov, Jacob, appearing to meet Esau, to meet Esau. As he returns to the land of promise, to the promised land. But first, right here, he has a close encounter with the man, the angel, the Elohim, the true God. We call this the close encounter. Jacob's close encounter with the man. With the angel, with the God, with the Elohim, Panim El Panim, with the true good, the true God, face to face, and as Yaakov, as Jacob says, and his life is preserved. So right here for some of the first words, more on this on the Rastafari Groundation.org, the Torah portion reading feedings there, as well as on the blog talk and the podcast. Rastafari, the Sabbatical Podcast, Discipleship Radio, LOJ Society, Line of Judah Society, much more. For the details, for those who seek to give ear and hear and also to study, study to shoot thyself approved. So here we have Vayishlach. We have Vayishlach. And here we have the close encounter in this Torah portion, the eighth, picking up with the Lamed Beit, picking up the 32nd chapter. Vayishlach Yaakov Malakim Lifanayo Il Esav Achiyo Aretz'a Seir Sidei Edom. And Jacob sent messengers before him to Esav Achiyo, his brother, his ach, in the land of Seir, in the field, the country, the Sidei Edom, the field of Edom, the field of the field of the field
of the field of the field of.
Now the close encounter, what about this mysterious close encounter? What about the close encounter with the man? First, the one whom he encountered was a man, right? It says in verse 25, and Yaakov and Jacob was left alone. And Jacob was left alone. Why yiwater Yaakov levado. And Jacob was left levado. He was left alone. He was left alone, and they wrestled. And they wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And they wrestled with him a man. Vayabek, ish, imo, ad, elot, hashahar, until the elot of the hashahar of the day, of the dawn, until the break of dawn, until the going up, the elot, ha. Shahar. Now we have this all in the first aliyah. Right? We have this right here in the second aliyah. Right? We have the third aliyah, the fourth aliyah, the fifth aliyah, the sixth aliyah, and the seventh aliyah to fulfill the aliyot. The aliyot are the going up. So we just note right here within the Hebrew, the breaking of the day, the illot. Interesting note right there, the illot ha-shahar, the breaking of the day, the breaking of the dawn. So first, in the first encounter, he was wrestling. Yaakov, he wrestled with a man. Where and there. Vayeavek. Abek ish imo, and they wrestled with him a man. So in verse 25, we can say this close encounter when Jacob was left alone. Vayivater Yaakov levado, and Jacob was left alone, having sent on all the others. After crossing Yaakov, Jacob returned. Perhaps he had forgotten some small items, but there wrestled a man with him. There wrestled a man with him. So here we get the wrestling, right? The wrestling, like some of the old timers among Ainai people, the wrestling with a man. Now, let us note right here that the scripts say a man, both in the Hebrew and also in the translations, with a man, with a ish. He wrestles with a ish. When this close encounter with the man, the ish, the melach, the angel, the messenger, the Elohim, when this began, it didn't begin as him wrestling with an angel. It didn't begin as him seeing Elohim, panim, il panim, face to face, presence to presence, perception to perception. It began when Yaakov was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him ad elot hashachar, until the breaking of the day, until the breaking of the dawn. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was strained as he wrestled. As he did what? As he wrestled with him. With him. What a very interesting but a strange close encounter. Close encounter. Would you say nay? We say yay. A very strange encounter. Jacob is left alone. Jacob sends his family forward. And now he is found wrestling. He's found wrestling with a man. In verse 26. And he said, let me go. The man, the Ish said, let me go. So that means that Yaakov, in his wrestling with this man, must have had the upper hand with the man, with the Ish. So that the Ish said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go. I will not let the I go, except thou bless me, except thou bless I. So in this close encounter, in this wrestling, in this divine, I-vine wrestling match, the man says, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he, Yaakov, the patriarch, said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. So here we have the patriarch Yaakov setting conditions. See, in the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding, it was the ladder. We had Yaakov's ladder, Jacob's ladder, the revelation there of the angels, the melakim, the messengers, the messages, the melakim, ascending and descending. Now here, in this Torah portion, this eighth Torah portion, for Vayishlach, and he sent, Jacob sent, messengers. In the Hebrew, is the very same word in essence for angels. He sent messengers. But now Jacob getting the besting this man in this wrestling match, because Jacob, Yaakov, was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Yaakov's, of Jacob's thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. Now, the translation of the King James Version says it was out of joint. In the Chumash, in the sabbatical, we say Torah, it says, and the hollow of Yaakov's thigh was strained as he did what? Behe abko imo, as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let the eye go. Lo, it shalecheka. I will not send you forward. It shalecheka. So here we have from the root shalach. It shalecheka. Lo, ashalecheka. I will not shalach. I will not send you forward. I will not let you go. Ki im be rakatani. When, if, except, ki im barakatani, except thou bless I. except thou bless I. What an interesting word. Ki'im barakatani. Ki'im barakatani, except thou bless I. And he said to him, in the Melaach, right? We don't know just yet. That is the Melaach. First revelation is that this is who? First revelation is that this is a man, a ish. This is a ish, right? This is a ish, right? This is the ish. He's wrestling with the ish. Now, one needs to note in the Hebrew, there are three or four or so terms, three main ones, but these three main terms that are often translated as man. One is Adam, Aleph Dam, first life, first blood, Aleph Dam, Adam. And we have Adam, we have Enosh, Enosh, like Enosh, 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 we have Enosh, mortal man, Enosh. And then we have Ish, we have the Ish. So he wrestled with Ha'ish, he wrestled with the man, and said to him, what is thy name? What is thy name? Ma Shemeka, Ma Shemeka. Ma Shemeka, Ma Shemeka, Ma Shemeka, Ma, what? Shemeka, what is the Ka, the I's name? Ma Shemeka, what is the I name? Wayomer Ya'ikov, Wayomer Ya'ikov. And what did he say? He said Jacob. He said Ya'ikov, he said Ya'ikov, he said Ya'ikov, he said Ya'ikov. Here at verse 28, and he said, thy name shall be call no more Ya'ikov. So in this wrestling, right, in this I find wrestling match, right, he says, and thy name shall be called no more Ya'ikov. Lo Ya'ikov. Ye'amer od. Ye amer od, your name will no longer be called or be said Shemeka ki im Yisrael, but Yisrael, but Yisrael. Shemeka, Shemeka ki im Yisrael. Shemeka ki im Yisrael, but Yisrael, but Israel, Israel, Israel. Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God, the true good, and with men, and hast prevailed. But Israel, for thou hast striven with Elohim and with men, and hast prevailed. Lo Ya'ikov, Ye'amer Oda, Shemeka Ki Im Yisrael, Ki Sarita, Sarita Im Elohim, Ve'im Anashim, Watukal, and has Tukal, Watukal, and has prevailed, Watukal, and has prevailed, for thou hast striven. Thou hast striven, ki sarita, thou hast striven, the meaning of Yisrael, from the sara, sara, ki sarita, for thou hast striven, for as a prince, a sar, as a prince, hast thou power with Elohim, ki sarita, for the I, male, has striven, im Elohim, im Elohim, with Elohim, im Elohim, with im Anashim, and men, with im Anashim, watukal, and has prevailed, watukal, and has ability, prevailed, and Ya'ikov, and Jacob. Hear, Shema Yisrael, give ear. Ya'ikov here, verse 30, Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Now here, Right. Now, one thing we need to note is the numbering. The numbering. Right. There is the numbering difference. In the KJV, this will be verse 29, and Jacob asked and said, Tell, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore it? Thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. That's Genesis chapter 32, verse 29 in the KJV, corresponding here to Genesis chapter 32, verse 30 in the Chumash and in the Masoretic. Why Yishal Ya'ikob? And Jacob asked. Why Yishal Ya'ikob? And Jacob asked. Why Yomer? And said, Hagidana. Tell, I pray that I, Shemeka, that I name, Hagidana, Shemeka. Tell, I pray that I, the I name, Shemeka, the I Shem. What is the I Shem? What is the I name? Tell me. Vayomer, and he said, Lama, why, Lama zeh, Tisha'al, Lishmi, wherefore is it that thou ask, for my name, after my name? Why is it that you ask after my name? Lama ze tishal lishmi vayabarek oto sham. And he blessed, so vayabarek oto him sham. Now in the sabbatical, in the Torah, this now is the last reading for the second, the Sheni Aliyah. And picking up right here with the Shalishi. Here we have the Shalishi Aliyah at verse 30 in Genesis chapter 32 and 30 in the KJV, corresponding to the Hebrew chapter 31 in the Hebrew text. Vayikra Ya'ikob Shem Hamakom Peniel Ki Raiti Elohim Panim El Panim Wa Tienatzela Nafshi. And Ya'ikob called the name of the place Peniel. He called the place Peniel. Vayikra Ya'ikob Shem Hamakom Peniel, and he called the name of the place Peniel. Why? For I have seen Elohim Panim El Panim, faces, perceptions to perceptions, perspective to perspective, face to face, perception to perception, and my life is preserved. Watinatz el nafshi, and my life is preserved, and my soul is preserved. Natzal is like snatched. My soul is snatched. My soul is preserved. Watinatz el nafshi, and my soul is preserved. And the sun rose upon him as he passed over. Now here's interesting because King James Version brings it out. Let's bring this out right here, brothers and sisters. Let's just go right here. Genesis 32 and 30. And Ya'ikob called the name of the place Peniel. For I have seen Elohim, ki raiti Elohim. For I have seen Elohim, panim el panim, face to face, faces to faces, person to person, to say, Ki raiti Elohim panim el panim, wa tinatz el nafshi, and my life is preserved. Natzal. We have in the Hebrew, in the Masorah, Watinatzel, Nafshi. My life, my soul, Nafshi. My soul, my psyche, Nafshi. Watinatzel, Nafshi. My soul is snatched away. My soul is delivered. My soul is rescued, saved, stripped, plundered. It's interesting we get to the root right here, the Natzal. Natzal. Right? Natzal, to take away, to snatch away, to be rescued, to be delivered. I delivered from enemies or troubles or death. To deliver from Chatiyat and Asham, from sin, from akri and guilt. To be plucked out, in connotation to strip oneself. But in the sense of it right here, I'm defended, I'm delivered. I, myself, my soul, my psyche has escaped. The root right here of Natzal. Natzal. The Natzal root. When he says, and my life. The word life in the Hebrew is the nefesh. The nefesh is the psyche. She is the psyche, the nefesh. And my psyche, my life, my soul, my psyche, my nefesh, he says, nafshi, watinatzel, nafshi. Direct reading of it, and my soul, my psyche is snatched. It's snatched away from harm. My soul, my psyche is snatched away from harm. My soul, my psyche, the seat of the appetites of the man himself, the self, the person, individual, the seat of his emotions, passions. All right? The soul. All right? The soul. Properly a breathing creature, the nefesh. He says, nafshi, my breathing creature. Watinatzel nafshi, my breathing creature, that is the animal, or abstractly the vitality. So now, learn to read the Hebrew sign language. Right? That breathing, that living creature, that soul, the psyche. Watinatzel nafshi. This is an important verse here, but the epicenter, of course, is the highlighted word. What? Piniel. We have Piniel in two forms. Do we have it? One with a yod and one with a vav. Some would say a wow. One with the yud, yod. One with the yod and one with the wow. The wow way. One with the y and one with the w. KJV brings us out within the translation in verse 31. And he passed over Penuel. Penuel. And he passed over where? He passed over Penuel. Penuel. He named the place Peniel. All right? This is why we have the two right here. In verse 30 is Peniel. In verse 31 is Penuel. Penuel. And what does Penuel mean? Here they translate as facing El. Facing Elohim. Peniel. Facing Penuel. It's the place where Yaakov wrestled with the man. Angel, messenger, Elohim. And it's located on the north bank of the Jabbok, close to the Yarden or the Jordan. Here we have it down here. Two-part word, the face. Literally, it's the face of El. It's the face of El. So this Ish, this Melach, the face of El. And thus we have the two forms of it in the sense of Peniel and Penuel. Bringing out the revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, HaShalush HaKadosh, HaAv HaBein, Ruach HaKadosh, the Penuel, Peniel, two parts of it. We have Pana, right? Pana, to turn as a verb, in a verb sense, to Pana, to turn, to look. By implication is to face. How was Yaakov, how did this close encounter with the Ish, the Melaach, the Elohim. How did this close encounter with Elohim, how did this affect him? He says that he has seen Elohim face to face. The patriarch says that he has seen Elohim, ki ra'iti Elohim, panim, at the root, right? Panim, pana, fana, fanim, fanim el fanim. Here pointed as panim el panim, fana, the face. He turned. He faced it, right? And we have the el, right? even in Yaakov's name, the El, right? The El, right? The El, the one true Ha Elohim, Yod-Heh-Weh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, He who be, we be. So we have, especially in the sense of the Almighty, as an El Shaddai, the Almighty Provider, the Almighty Nurturer, Nurturer, Provider, Provision, the Almighty El Shaddai. So we have the El, getting to the root of the El from the ancient Ayil, and the Ayil and the El, as we pointed out elsewhere, Afro-Shemitically is connected with the Chayil. We say Chayil or Chayil, like Chayil. Right, power, Ayil, Ayil, Chayil, Chayil, Ayil, Ayil. It's interesting, the link, learning to read the sign language with the Ram, right, the pillar, a strong man is an Ayil, Chayil, right, strong man, a leader, a chief, a mighty tree, the revelation of HaShalush HaKadosh in Abraham Bait, in the house of Abraham, that we had in the earlier, the previous Torah portion, reading and feeding. And it's continual revelation, right? Strength, anything strong, air, right? So we have ayil, ayil. So we have the piniel sense of the face, right? The face of air and the faces, face, the person. See, this word, panai, panayim, in the Brit Chadasha sense, is the sense of the persons in HaShalush HaKadosh. In the one, he who be, who he be, Yahuwah Echad, Hashem Echad, the Ab, the Bain, the Father, the Son, the Aben, the Stone, the Ab, the Bain, the Ruach HaKadosh, HaKadosh, HaKadosh. And that witness, even Yeshayu, Yeshayu, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Why do the angels praise him? Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Kadosh is Ha'ab. Kadosh is Habin. Kadosh is HaRuach. So we go to the next verse. And we see it right here. You see it right here. Peniel. And then we have right here. Penuel. Peniel and Penuel. 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 What? Where is the Peniel? The face. The facing. Facing El. Penuel. Facing, 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 facing. And he passed over Penuel. And he did what? He passed over Penuel, the sun. The sun arose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Wayizrach lo hashemesh ka'asher avar, 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 abar, abar. To cross over, the root of Hebrew, abre, ebre, abar. We have the abar. Kasha Abar Eta Penuel Wehua Olea Al Yi Reko Al Yi Reko. And he limped and he passed over Penuel, the face of El, the faces of El, and he limped upon his thigh. Yes, I Rastafari. So here, here, here. This revelation, the revelation, the close encounter with the man, angel, God. See, most folks will say he wrestled with the angel, but when we read in Genesis chapter 32, and we hear and give ear to hear and take heed to how we hear, it all began with him wrestling a ish, wrestling a man. Then the revelation of this being the angel, Ha Melaak, and then Yaakov. So we see even this growing in grace that the patriarch Abinu Yaakov is encountering, even in this close encounter. First it is the Ish, it's a man. Then Melaak, then it's Ha Melaak, then it's the angel, the angel. And there's an angel, message, messenger, there's a messenger, right? A messenger. Has a message, as he sent Melakim, he sent messengers, and he even says to the angel, Lo, ishalechika, lo ishalechika, lo ishalechika, I will not send you forward, shalach. He says, Lo, ashalechika, ki, Barakatani, Kiim Barakatani, except thou bless. Except thou bless I. Yaakov becomes Yisrael. Elohim, Elohim had named all three of the patriarchs, changing Abraham's name to Abraham, choosing Yitzhak's name, and announcing it to Abraham before the child was even conceived in Sarah's womb, Rechem, a matrix. In this sabbatical study for this Rastafari Torah portion, reading and feeding, he who be who he be, who haya, who hawe, who yehya, betifera. He changes Jacob's name to Yisrael. Jacob's name is changed. Here we have a name change. Another important theme right here, the name change. Yisrael. From Yaakov to Yisrael. From supplanter becomes Yisrael. A prince with Elohim. One who has striven with Elohim. Ki yasarita im Elohim wa im anashim. And has prevailed. As he prepared, as Jacob appeared to face Esau, to face, emphasis on the word face, Esau, Yaakov experienced a strange, mystical, some might even say metaphysical, encounter with HaElohim, the true God. Jacob's close encounter with the man, the messenger, the Elohim, Chaburim, Shalom, Chaburim, Shalom.
Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, vitifara. Vihu haya, vihu hove, vihu tihye, vitifara.
Then the Kahin, the priest, shall take the host with his wet hand, and passing his hand over, and upon it shall say, from Psalm 27, verses 8 and 9, I sought thy face, the I face, Oja, will I seek, hide not thy face from I, put not the I servant away in anger, the I has been I, and I help. Leave I not, neither forsake I and I. O Elohai, Hailei, the power of my Yeshua, of my salvation.
Rastafari, to look upon your pretty, pretty face.
We want to walk the streets of glory,
shining around your throne. Sonati Jet, the Lord, the Gentiles, them to come, one come to look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seeking Rastafari.
That one your justice. Hey, pull up this Rastafari, no man. It hot.
I am one, the seeking Rastafari, to look upon your
pretty face. We want to walk the streets of glory, shining around your throne. So not the jet, tell all the Gentiles them to come. One come look upon your pretty, pretty face. Far we are going home, going home, to seeking Rastafari. Till I see at the root of David, hallelujah. Alaya Congo, I can feel I see at the root of David. Chant it out, hallelujah. Alaya Congo, I can feel I see at the root of David. Hallelujah. Alaya Congo, I the root of David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Congo. Lafayette at the root of David. Hallelujah. I am now feeling Lafayette at the root of David. Hallelujah. We get loud voices. Mount Zion birds shall sing and say,
Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
A chant for the congregation, aggregation, Zion. On the hills is his foundation, hills that own his holy fear, dwelling place of all the nation. None to Jacob's God so dear, Zion still his love engages. All her gates he deigns to bless with the glories of past ages, glories of the wilderness. Rahab yet and distant Babel, will I grant to hear my voice? Tyre, Philistia, will enable with the Cushite, Ethiopia, to rejoice. Gracious words of love and pity, but the ransomed world should know, thou didst first, O favored city, hear the lips from whence they flow. God the highest hath promoted Zion's claims over all the earth. Gentiles read, Jehovah wrote it. Zion gave the Savior birth. Zion, seek thy slighted treasure. Mirth and melody twill be. All my springs of life and pleasure. Sacred Zion, rise in thee.
Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. Psalm 87. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God, Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to them that know me. Behold, Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This man was born there. And of Zion it shall be said, This and that man was born in her, and the Highest himself shall establish her. The Lord shall count, when he writeth up the people, that this man was born there. Selah. As well the singers as the players on instruments shall be there. All my springs are in thee. 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 Springs are in thee.
Shavua Tov, a good strong Shavua 7 to come. Bashem Yeshua. Shalom Chavarim. Shalom.